don't either. No. But I'll tell you. It's amazing. We had a house built in 2004. And it was a company down in Clemson that built the house. Southern Homes or something like that. And I come home from work. We lived right next door to the lot where they were building the house. And, I mean, they've been working on it for, you know, like a week. All framed in, the trusses on, the sheeting up on the roof, and all this kind of stuff. But yet there were four pallets in the backyard, and they had metal bands around them. And in the front yard. Well, one Saturday morning, this guy drives up with a pickup truck, backs up into my yard, and starts loading his shingles up into his truck. And I said, whoa, where are you going? He said, taking these to the job site. And I said, this is the job site. And the roof was already gone. And he said, oh, well, these belong to the house over on the other side of town. We had them delivered here, so it would save on delivery charges. And I says, hang on just a minute. I went in the house, come to find out, I paid for four big pallets of 2x4s plus the 16 squares of shingles. And they were on my bill that I paid for, and they were taking them and hauling them to a different job site to build another house with the materials that I paid for. Oh, that come to a roaring halt real quick, over.
Hey, guess where these are going to?
I didn't hear that.
I hate to see get people put in trouble, but, Somebody rip me off like that, I'm going to, well, if I get them in jail, they go into jail.
Well, what I did was I called my son-in-law up, and I said, get over here with your pickup truck as fast as you can. And he come over. We cleaned everything out of the backyard and all the shingles out of the front yard. And the Mexican guys came by on Monday, and they didn't have anything to work with. They couldn't figure out where did all the stuff go that we had here. They never asked me, and I never told them, over.
Yeah. Well, it's something now. I mean, you can't trust nobody from the front door to the back door anymore.
You know, that makes it hard for the honest carpenters and plumbers and electricians. It makes it harder for them when they have the bad guys coming in and ripping people off. Over.
You get the good guys going, and they got it down, you know, how they're going to do it. No system. Got everybody together. And then somebody comes in there and don't work. That messes things up for everybody. And those guys could do good work and give everybody a good price and make a good wage.
I've had to have some work done around the house here. And we had a guy that, we had a furnace company come out, work on our furnace. They worked on it for 4 or 5 hours, and then they finally gave up and said, you need a new furnace. I said, okay. So I called a different company, and they sent a guy out that just worked by himself, and he was there about 20 minutes. He found a bad circuit board in the furnace, and he called and ordered a new one, and it came in two or three days later. He put it in, so we hadn't had any problems for about 2 years over.
Yowza, yowza. Okay, y'all have a good evening. I'm going to have to jump out of here. Got to go in here and walk the dog for the last time, then I'm going to go put it between the sheets, I think. Enjoyed it. We'll do it again some night. Maybe we'll get that people started coming in talking a little later, you know, after the net and that sort of thing. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again. 73. K2AXQ and K4ROW, KI4DOS.
Please, Gary, K2AXQ.
Okay, Gary, 73, K2AXQ, K4ROW. I didn't mean to get in there and just butt in and run you off. It was just fun here with the company. And I felt like I was in good company. But I'm about to go to bed because I got somebody showing up tomorrow for yard work that they messed up today. They were going to try to haul off a bunch of clippings and they got the truck mired up. So we're going to have to get all that straightened out.
Okay. Well, it's about 10 minutes past the bewitching hour anyway, so I got about 10 or 12 more videos to watch on YouTube, then I head to bed, and hopefully get up bright and early in the morning. So it's nice, been nice talking with you, Rollin, and yell at me anytime. I usually have the radio on sitting here during the day. And 73 is my friend, K2AXQ, we're clear.
K2AXQ, K4ROW, Richard, you not fixing to leave Pickens, are you?
Talking again?
You're not fixing to leave town up there, are you?
Oh, sir, we'll be here forever, over.
Oh, okay. Okay. All righty. K2XU, K4OW, Richard. 73, my friend. I'll catch you in a day or two.
K2XU.